Hi, everybody, and welcome to the teleclass. What kind of happiness, money, and sex would you like to have? My name is Susanna Mittermeier, and I'm an Access Consciousness Facilitator, a clinical psychologist, and also the founder of Pragmatic Psychology. I have been playing with the Access Consciousness tools for a couple of years now, and also playing with them in my work as a psychologist with my clients and patients in psychiatry in my own practice here in Sweden. And it's been remarkable to see what changes are possible and how easy and fast it is to change what people come to me with their problems, which is mostly some kind of unhappiness or something that doesn't work in their life, and use the Access Consciousness tools to change that into a totally different reality and a greater possibility. And I've, of course, used these tools also for myself. That's how I started out when I came into contact with Access Consciousness a couple of years ago. I have been not in a great shape at that time. I actually was very depressed. I was a psychologist who was depressed, trying to help depressed people, which is, you know, not a really, you know, great way of helping other people being depressed yourself. I wasn't a great inspiration, I can say. So for me, I came to a state where I was aware of that the way I have been creating my life just did not work. I was in a relationship at the time, a very long time relationship. I think it was about 10 years or something. And I was on my way to getting married, and I was pregnant, and I pretty much had the life that a woman at that age should be really, really happy with. I mean, I had everything. I had, you know, family going on, and then I had a career and education, everything, you know. I was supposed to be really, really happy. Except I wasn't. So I pretty much became aware of that something had to change. So what happened was that I actually, you know, I think it was about 4 months pregnancy, and I lost a baby. And that just changed everything for me. So I became aware of how extremely unhappy I was, and that something had to change. So the death of the being that I was so waiting for, and I was really happy having that, you know, baby inside of me, losing that was both the most horrible thing that happened and both the most amazing thing that ever happened to me, and that it just was amazing. And it's really hard to put words on it because it's really weird to say, but I was so grateful for that baby, and also for the whole thing, also for me just having had that time, and then also this amazing thing of being so grateful for even the choice of that baby going. I was even grateful and receiving that in totality, which just changed my whole life. I really realized that the way I had been creating my life prior to that was just really not fun. I became aware of how much I try to fit in and be normal and be like everybody else. And at the time, I lived in the suburbs, which in Sweden is, you know, yeah, it's kind of like the States, I think. I used to live in Texas, also in Houston, and also in the suburbs. And you know, it's the kind of little town where everything looks the same, like every house looks like the other one, and everybody creates their life. Oh, kind of like the ones they have in the, what's it called, the Housewives, or the, you know, the TV series, I don't even know the name, where everything looks the same and everybody tries to fit in and stuff. So this is the way I, you know, created my life. And I ask myself, so whose life am I living here? Is this mine, or am I trying to create somebody else's life? So I actually became aware of that. I very much tried to create my life as my parents wanted me to, as they thought I should be happy with. So I'm asking you, how much of your life are you creating in according to someone else's picture, point of view, fantasy of the perfection of how life should be. So everything that that is, everything that you can now let go of and destroy and uncreate, would you like to do that? Thank you. You just need to go yes in your head or say out loud yes or whatever works for you. Thanks, Times Godzillion, right from Good Bad Pot Pock, all nine shorts, boys and yawns. And I know some of you listening have heard this Access Consciousness Clearing statement, and some of you might not have heard it. It's basically, we're using this clearing statement to dissipate and clear and undo all the points of view, all the limitations that keep you stuck in whatever you think you cannot change. So it goes back to whenever you have created that point of view and that limitation and dissipates the charge. It dissipates the positive charge and the negative charge, because polarity is always something that keeps us stuck in either the good or the bad, and it keeps creating this yo-yo effect where you go from good to bad and bad to good and you know, this way and that way, and it never changes because it just goes ping pong, like from one side to the other side, and it just creates this circle that maintains everything the way it maintains the status quo and doesn't create something beyond that. So the clearing statement is designed to just go back, and it's a bunch of weird words, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, all nine shorts, boys and yuns, and I will not go in and explain them, but you can find the explanation of it on the Access Consciousness page, which is www.accessconsciousness.com, and then you will find a little, what is the name in English, the thing where you can just scroll down, and then you will find clearing statement, explanation, and then you can find out what every word means. And we're going to use it throughout this call over and over just to dissipate and undo and destroy and uncreate all the everything you've been functioning from that you've created as true and real that actually is not true and real, that if you destroy and uncreate it would allow you to give a totally different foundation from which you can start creating your life the way you truly desire to create it. It's the place where you recognize that you have choice. So this is basically what I realized at that point when I lost the baby and when I realized, wow, I've not been living my life the way I wanted to, the way I actually desired. I've basically been on autopilot and just created my life from this entrainment to the way life should be. So entrainment means, you know, when you have clocks in a room and they all suddenly start to tick in the same rhythm and all show the same time, even though they didn't start out to do that. Or when women are living together and they're starting to have the same menstruation cycle, then this is called entrainment. So it's like entraining to the same vibration. And this reality that we live in, I mean, look around. Is it a happy one or is it a very unhappy one? Yeah, so actually it's a very unhappy one. So imagine growing up in this reality and every day being surrounded by this unhappiness, and people start to entrain to that vibration over and over and over again. Why? Well, to not dance outside the road, to not be too different, to not stick out, to not be too weird, to be normal, average, and real, and the same as everybody else. So everywhere you are creating you and your body the same average real as everybody else, would you be willing to let that go now and destroy and uncreate as much as you would like to destroy and uncreate about that? Thank you. Times Godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and yuns. And you might wonder what I mean when I say times Godzillion. What I mean is actually making the clearing statement more intense, intensifying it so we can get more juice out of it, so we can go even deeper with it. So we say times Godzillion, which means times a number that's even bigger than God. And it's a joke, you know. Like when we do access, it's not a serious thing. It's not a serious thing. It's actually more like, hey, how much fun can we have in life? So these tools that we're going to talk about today and the processes. You can all use them on yourself and on other people after this call and play with them and have fun with them. And don't worry about getting it right and getting it exactly the way I say them. You know, I have so many clients who ask me, so how exactly did you say that? And you know, did you say this word or this word? Because they all think they can do it wrong. No, you can't do it wrong, you know. It's not so important if you use it exactly the way I do it or you do it a slightly different way or a totally different way. Do whatever works for you. And you will just play with it and see what creates change. So that's the same with every access tool we use. It works when it creates change, when it makes your life easier. And do it the way that creates more ease in your life, because that's basically what we're shooting for, is all of life comes to you with ease and joy and glory. That's also the Access Consciousness mantra. All of life comes to you with ease and joy and glory. Not only the good stuff, also the bad stuff. We can receive everything with ease, joy, and glory. This is, by the way, while I'm already talking about it, a really great tool for you to use. What if you could use this every morning? I actually do this. I have been using this for the day I started Access, the day I heard about this tool. It just made me so much lighter. So I actually used it since then every day, at least 10 times in the morning. I say all of life before I get up. I say in my bed, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. All of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. And what it does, especially now that I've been using it so much, it immediately lightens up my world, especially on Monday mornings. You know, when you're in bed and you're aware of the energy around you where everybody goes, oh, I don't want to go to work, and, you know, the same thing over and over again, and everybody's like dissatisfied and just tired. They think they're tired. And then you pick up that information and you go, how many times on a Monday morning did you go, oh, I don't want to go up, I don't want to go to work? And then you find out, oh, I don't have to go to work. So, or you do have to go to work, and you could ask yourself, so, wow, I'm not just picking up everybody else who doesn't want to go to work. Do I really have the point of view that I don't want to go to work? So the tool you can use here is actually two tools. The one is all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory, where you can just receive and perceive all the information around you, whatever it is, even people who don't want to go to work on Monday morning and think that they're sick of their works and that they're tired. You can receive even that with ease, joy, and glory. Because the mantra is, it's not an affirmation, it's a mantra where you allow everything, all of life, to come to you with ease and joy and glory, even grumpy Monday morning people. And the other tool that is really cool, especially with the call today, what kind of happiness, money, and sex would you like to have, is that tool, who does this belong to? So it's the question, who does this belong to? So this tool is designed to get you out of the heaviness, out of the entrainment in this reality, where everybody gets to entrain to the same vibration, to the unhappiness, to the heaviness, where you ask, that heaviness that I'm just aware of here, I wonder, who does this belong to? So it acknowledges where it actually has nothing to do with you, and where you are just aware of the information that's around you. And this is a tool that's like magic. I'm using this all the time with my clients and patients, and it's incredible what shows up. I meet a lot of depressed people who have anxiety and stuff. And so with having people who are depressed and using who to talk to is just extremely magical. So the other day I had a woman who has been depressed for a very, very, very long time. And with her, I didn't actually talk about the tool, who does this belong to. I didn't use the words, but I showed her energetically like the space that she actually is, because that is what you become aware of when you use that tool, the space that you are, that the crap that's going on around you, the problems you think are yours, is actually nothing to do with you. So she comes to the office and she looks at me with big eyes and she says, "Wow, you know, Susanna, what I just became aware of is actually that, you know, I'm just picking up information. So I think I'm not sad at all." And it was so amazing because this woman has been depressed for years and, you know, she's been receiving medication and all kinds of treatments, you name them. And then she looks at me with big eyes and says that. Oh, it's just so amazing. And from that day on, she reminds herself of that awareness as she acknowledges that awareness, and I acknowledge her. And that just changes so much. So she became aware of that. And after that, you know, sometimes she forgets about it. She's like, oh, okay, well, you know, she gets depressed again or she gets unhappy. And then, but because she had that awareness one time, it's not something she will ever lose. It's just a matter of reminding yourself. So when you have that awareness one time that nothing of the unhappiness around you actually has anything to do with you, even if you slip back, so to say, into unhappiness and depression or stuff, you know, just reminding yourself and acknowledging yourself that this has actually nothing to do with you, it just comes back. So if you had it once, you will never lose it. So everywhere you've decided that you can lose anything of your awareness, will you please just try and create all that times godzillion? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yuns. So that's why I usually say this "Who Does This Belong To" tool is really great to use in the beginning for 3 days in a row. Just use it like for everything that comes up that's not light in your universe, and you don't have to analyze, is it a thought, is it a feeling, is it an emotion? It doesn't matter. As soon as it's heavy, use the tool, "Who Does This Belong To?" And, you know, you might forget for an hour or something, and you remember again and use it for everything that's heavy. And then you forget about it again and use again and over and over and over. And after 3 days, you are going to be amazed of how much of the things that you thought were yours actually have nothing to do with you. It's incredible. And you become this walking, talking meditation that people think they only can get if they, you know, live in a cage, I wanted to say. Yes, that's what most people do, to live in a cage. No, in a cave, you know. And when people think, oh, they have to meditate 1 hour per day or something. For me, that has never worked. Every time I did meditation, I was just more non-relaxed than relaxed, because meditation actually is for me, it was where I just, when I just became so much more aware of other people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and I didn't have the tools to, you know, I didn't have the information that none of that had anything to do with me. So I was just kind of, I felt overwhelmed of, you know, all the other people in the room who were meditating with me and all their stuff and all their thoughts and all that. Oh my God, I shouldn't think right now. I should just be really calm and serene and enlightened, and I'm not, and how bad am I? And I would just pick up on all that thoughts and those judgments, and I would get really restless and not happy, and I would judge myself and blah, blah, blah. It would just be this circle of, you know, not fun things. And so the information and the question, who does this belong to, just that is really the tool that creates change in your world. And every time I hear about the tool, I mean, I've been doing this for years now, and every time I personally hear about that tool, I can never get tired of it, because it, every time it acknowledges another layer of what I have been buying as true and real, that this reality has been selling to me, and that I'm still defending and making real. So there's so many layers of, you know, growing up in this reality, in a reality that's not it's not a happy place, let's face it, you know. Just walk around. I took a walk today. I'm in Sweden right now, and I took a walk and I just, hey, well, let's check out how this reality is doing today. So I was just, you know, getting a download of all the people walking by, and I'm like, wow, I think I didn't even meet one happy person. Well, no, that's not true, because then I went shopping and I met a little boy who was, you know, dancing and singing, and then, you know, just took 2 minutes and his mom told him to shut up because she thought he was too loud. I mean, it's like, wow, how many times have you been told to shut up when you were too happy or too loud or too movie in your body? So everything that you have created is true and real about that. Everywhere you cut off and shut off your happiness, will you please destroy and create all that times Godzillion? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pock, all night, shorts, boys, and beyond. It's so funny. Yesterday I saw the movie Happy Feet for the first time. It was so sweet because it's just so, so what's the name in English? It's just so obviously and clearly describes how you know, happiness is something that's such a judgeable offense in this reality. There was this little Happy Feet is a movie about penguins, and there was this little one of the penguins was born, and he had his feet were moving very much, and he was called Happy Feet at the end of the movie. First, he was just, you know, judged for him moving so much, and he showed up to be an incredible dancer and had so much joy with his feet dancing, but the thing in the penguin land was that you're supposed to sing, and everybody has this beautiful, serene, calm, amazing, hearty song, and he couldn't sing. That, you know, as soon as he opened his mouth, he was just scream, and it was just, you know, terrible sounds, and so he was judging himself for not being a great singer like everybody else and being so different, and he was judged by the others for having weird feet. They never received the joy in that, and he didn't either. So as this movie came, you know, just played on, it's just so funny. It was a perfect description of this reality of how much joy and the difference people are. And the joy that is not something that is received in this reality. So how many of you have not been received in the difference you are and in the joy they are, in the joy you are, and have been making your way of being joy and your body's way of being joy wrong? Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please just try to create it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So, well, speaking of unhappiness and happiness, let's run a little clearing. And before I do that, so the thing is, so like there are certain times of the year when that thing called unhappiness becomes more intense, like, for example, Christmas and New Year or other you know, celebration times. It's the time of the year where it's just so much more intense and so many more people are quote unquote unhappy, or more, it's actually not true. It's more that they are more aware of their unhappiness that has always been there. So if you are a person who is extremely aware, which I would, you know, invite you to become, to acknowledge how aware you are, so you stop buying into it as being yours. So when you're being aware of that, you know, most people just conclude that that has anything to do with them, that they are unhappy themselves. No, it's just a really weird time of the year. Many people are not working right now, so their way of going on autopilot when they work, so many people, you know, they work and they do their lives and they just, you know, carry on with their things. And so they're not really aware. That's just doing their thing and not being really aware of, you know, what they're creating, and they don't really want to know it. So at this time of the year or other holidays, it's where people do not work and where they're extremely aware of how they're living their life, that they're actually not happy with what they're doing, and they do want to know about it, and they mostly do not want to know about it, and they want to just suppress their unhappiness, but they're so extremely aware of it, so it creates all that crap and conflictual universes, which you're aware of. So everything you buy is yours about that. Will you please return it to sender with consciousness attached? and also dissipated from your body. Thank you, times godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pop, talk, all nine shorts, boys and yawns. So what if you could acknowledge that you are the happy feet, happy pants, and the happy feet you truly are, and everything that doesn't allow that to show up, times godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you, right, wrong, good, bad, pop, talk, all nine shorts, boys and yawns. So being happy feet and being happy pants is not a rightness. It's not okay in this reality. So, for example, I had this patient who I've been treating her for a while, and she was, you know, she was acknowledging the happy pants that she actually is, which in her case showed up as, you know, she loved to move her body. So she was very, when she was talking, she was moving her body and more like an Italian person, I would say, but this is Sweden, so you're not supposed to move your body too much when you talk to be considered normal. But she did, and she, you know, she laughed a lot. So she after she had been treated by me with sessions and stuff, and became aware of how happy she is, she was meeting a doctor and a psychiatrist. And he asked her, oh, well, how are you doing? And she told him about her life. And he could see how happy she was. And he had met her before the sessions that she and I had. And then when he met her now, he looked at her really funny. And then he asked her, well, what, you know, you're being awfully happy, you know, notice the wording, awfully happy, number one. And then he said, well, are you on drugs? And she's not on drugs. So she was so offended by that. She was really, you know, she's like, what the F is going on? You know, I'm just happy. Why are you asking me if I'm on drugs? And it was so amazing to see how extremely, I mean, she just was being happy, nothing else. And he couldn't receive her being happy. He just concluded that there must be something wrong. She must be on drugs or whatever else. So everything that brings up for you, everything you have been questioned, criticized, judged for being happy for being quote-unquote too happy. How can you be too happy? Everything that is, will you please just turn and create it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So let me see, what can we run here? Yeah, there you go. So let's run this clearing here. So, and I will explain what it means later. So what invention, artificial intensity, and demons are you using to create happiness as a non-reality are you choosing? Wow, everything that is, times godzillion, will you please just try and create it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and yawns. So what invention, artificial intensity, and demons are you using to create happiness as a non-reality are you choosing? Everything that is, times godzillion, will you please just try and create it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and yawns. So invention means that every time you create a judgment of, oh, it's not possible for me to be happy, or happiness means this and this, or I should be manically joyful when I'm happy, or whatever you create as not being the peace and the joy that you truly are, you invent something that is not real. You make something real that isn't real. So that's the invention. Artificial intensity is also just a way of making something real that isn't. It's not an intensity that's an awareness. It's more a creation from thinking, feeling, and emoting. It's like something that you create that is more artificial. Yeah, well, the word says what it means. And demons are all kinds of, you know, beings that kind of stand in the way of you being the consciousness that you truly are. And what has shown up in Access, especially, I think it was a couple of months ago or something, that an awareness that there are beings right now that have always been there, but there is a great awareness about them now that kind of stand in the way of, that would like to stop consciousness on this planet. But as more and more people are asking for consciousness, they are tired because they cannot do their job anymore. So they are just ready to leave right now as the world is changing. So this is basically the place where there's more crap going on in the form of wars on the one hand, and on the other hand, there's more lightness and more consciousness at the same time. So that's the shift that's going on right now. So that's why we're using demons in the clearing. So what invention, artificial intensity, and demons are you using to create happiness as a non-reality are you choosing? Everything that is, times godzillion, will you place this drone and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine shorts, boys and yuns. Okay, so let me give you another information that might change something for you. So with every and I'm having ADHD, which is really fun because there's like so many things that would like to be said by me right now. And I'm like, okay, so which one do I say first? Okay, let's do this one. That's my weird brain, the ADHD brain. Okay, so defending, yeah. So the thing is that every time you have a judgment or a point of view about something or someone, and including yourself, you are defending that point of view and making it real. So this is a place where you never get to be yourself, where you not have the peace and the ease of being you, because you always defend some kind of point of view or judgment. Like, for example, oh, it's not possible for me to be happy. See, nobody else is happy. See, nobody else creates the career that I would like to have. Or, oh, yes, this person does, but I could never do that. Defending is where you basically sit in your own castle with your points of view and hold on to them and create this wall around you where nothing else that doesn't match that judgment and point of view can get into your reality. So, for example, say you ask for more money, you ask for greater sex, you ask to be happy or whatever, a greater career, and then you defend the point of view that Oh no, I'm not good enough, or I could never make that much money, or the person, or, you know, great sex, I would never find the person to play with, that would be fun, or whatever it is, you know, you have that point of view and then you defend it, which allows what you ever ask for, it cannot come into your reality. Because we have learned that you ask and you shall receive. So you ask for something and then you just allow it to show up and you receive it. And many people wonder, well, I ask and I ask and I ask and I ask and it doesn't show up. Well, why? Because you defend all kinds of points of view that don't allow you to receive it, don't allow the universe to contribute to you because you do everything to not receive it. So this is all the places where you defend against receiving, defend against choice. So everything that is, everywhere you defend against receiving, everything you've been asking for, everywhere you defend against choice, will you please disjoin and create it all times godzillion? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And we are going to the clearing. Here we go. So who or what are you defending for or against that if you did not defend it would allow you to be happy beyond your own reality? Wow. Everything that is, times godzillion, will you please just join and create it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pop, all nine shorts, boys, me on. So I just realized and perceived that there's a lot of charge on that one. That's why I say wow, which means that this is something that applies to you guys listening. So what I recommend is write it down, put it on a loop and have this clearing run as much as possible, because the more you keep running it, the more layers you get to, the more charge you dissipate, and the easier it will be for you to choose happiness and choose whatever it is you would like to have as your life. So who or what are you defending for or against that if you did not defend it would allow you to be happy beyond your own reality? Everything that is, times godzillion, will you please just join and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and yuns. And one more time, at least. Who or what are you defending for or against that, if you did not defend it, would allow you to be happy beyond your own reality? Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you place this turn and create all? Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Would be really funny if you would have that on a loop and played really, really softly in the background while you're sitting in your office at your work, or if you have dinner with your family, or if you're around other unhappy people. It, you know, how much fun can you have with having that in the background playing while you are in those situations? How much would that change your reality and make it way more easier to be with people who choose unhappiness? Because that's what shows up. It's the place where you can receive other people's choice to be unhappy, and where that just becomes an interesting point of view for you. You're just, okay, well, this person chooses crap. Fine, all right, cool, never mind. I can be happy. Even if you're the only happy person around on your block, well, everybody who chooses something else, it's just an interesting point of view. It's where you can receive everything and judge nothing. And life becomes way easier because you're not the effect anymore of other people's points of view and judgment or their choices, whatever they choose. You just receive their choices and then you get to be you. And that changes reality. That changes the world, because you being you is what permeates consciousness into the world and changes the world. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, it's what you be that changes everything. So who or what are you defending for or against that, if you did not defend it, would allow you to be happy beyond your own reality? Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please just turn and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Wow. So, happiness. So how much are you trying to make other people happy? How much are you trying to heal the unhappiness of this world by taking it on, holding it on in your body, creating pain, suffering in your body, creating sleeping disorder, creating depression, anxiety, everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please just try to create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, talk, all nine, shorts, boys, and yawns. So it's really, I know from personal experience how devastating it is to try to heal everybody. I have been doing it, and I sometimes still do it, where I try to make other people happy, and it is not a kindness. It's not a kindness to me, and it's not a kindness to them. And notice the title of this particular call is, what kind of happiness, money, and sex would you like to have? So it's the kindness that you choose to allow for more happiness and more money and more greater sex to show up in your reality. So trying to heal other people from their unhappiness, it's actually a place where you create more unhappiness for yourself, and usually it doesn't heal, it doesn't change so much for the other person. So a recommendation here is to ask, does this person really desire to change? And this I can recommend not only for, if you are a practitioner of any kind, and you know you have clients you work with, that is a great question to ask. Truth. Just because they come to you, just because they pay you money, just because they say that they want to be happy, doesn't mean that that is actually something they choose. It's just something that comes out of their mouth, but it doesn't have to be the reality that they're choosing to function from. So what I can recommend is ask truth, does this person really want to change? And then you receive the energetics of the answer, not their words. You can receive their words, but don't trust what they say as being true. Trust your knowing. And the same with any, you know, partner or husband, wife, friends, or family that says that they're unhappy and that they want your help and that they want to be happy. And then you know, how many times have you tried to make them happy? And it never works. It just, you know, creates the place where you're unhappy and the other person's unhappy and then you wonder what happened. It's because you didn't ask the question. They might have said that they want to change, but then you didn't ask, so choose, does this person really change? I want to change. So asking that just creates the awareness where you can trust your knowing and then not going into the conclusion that it's your job to make the world a happier place or make the other person a happier place. It's a choice you have, and I could recommend you doing that or to choosing that when it actually creates a greater possibility for you and the other person. Because, you know, kindness is actually to empower people to choose what, to know that they have choice. So it's not trying to just, you know, make them happy, because that's not a kindness, because that is not something that they choose. If they choose, people choose what they choose because they choose whatever they choose. There's no particular reason. You can go look for a reason why people choose and try to understand it. But trying to understand something is just, again, a place where you try to defend their point of view and make it true and real. It's not a place that creates a greater possibility. So instead of trying to understand other people's motives or reasons or causes to why they, you know, act or behave in a certain way, you just go, okay, well, they choose what they choose. Is there anything I can do to change this? Are they willing to change it? If you get a yes, you can ask what. If you get a no, never mind. Let people choose what they need to choose. And that is the greatest kindness you can be to them and to you. And it takes you out of the place where you constantly have to work to make people be happy. How much energy are you using against you to try to make other people happy every day, all the time? Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So this is basically where you, so how much are you defending against unhappiness, like, or, and sadness? Wow. So this is basically the point of view that unhappiness is not good. It's bad. It shouldn't be there. Everybody should be happy. Is that allowance or judgment? Yeah, it's actually judgment. It's the place where you have a point of view that happiness should be the only thing that's okay. No, unhappiness and happiness, they're just choices. And consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. So everywhere you're defending against unhappiness and against sadness, will you please just join and create all that times Godzillion? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yuns. Great. So those are the places where you just, you know, not defending against unhappiness or sadness. It's just really something that creates way greater possibilities for you and invites other people to a different choice. Notice how that is lighter when you invite somebody to a different choice, including you, than when you try to force, you know. I usually say trying to be German about it. I grew up in Austria, so I know how you know, the German-speaking countries can be like, oh, we got to do this, you know, and be really forceful about it. So what if you don't have to be German about it and just go and invite people to a different space and to a different possibility? And everything all that brought up, including the German part, will you please just join and create it and receive the humor? Thank you. Times Godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So I just need to take a sip of water. Just give me a second. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So let's do the clearing. So who or what are you defending for or against that if you did not defend it would allow you to be happy beyond your own reality? Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yuns. So a little experiment you can do with unhappiness is when you take the awareness of the energy of unhappiness and sadness, I actually did this today because I was, as I said, extremely aware of unhappiness and sadness as I was walking in the streets of Sweden. It was, you know, it was even sunny today and people were still unhappy. That's usually the greatest excuse in Sweden, you know, with, you know, it's a lot of weather talk and, you know, and now it's so dark and, oh, people are unhappy. And when it's sunny, people, you know, then they can be happy. And today was sunny and people were still unhappy. What's going on, you know? So as I was walking on the streets and people were unhappy, I was just perceiving that energy and I was like, okay, so, you know, let's just choose to really go into this unhappiness and sadness and see what shows up. So I chose to really make it more intense, go more into it. And you can do it together with me right now. Just take the energy of unhappiness and sadness and depression right now and go into it, okay? So make it really intense and even more. Come on, you can do it. And go into it and even more. How, you know, how unhappy and depressed can you make yourself? And even more, and even more. You notice what happens? It's just, you know, there's a point where like, what am I doing? You know, you just can't go any further. It's like, you know, I personally started to laugh because I'm like, this is so funny. I really noticed, it just made me so aware of how much this depression and sadness and unhappiness actually is just an invention. It's just a creation. It's not even real. So when you do this, when you go into it, you notice how funny it actually is that we are creating something as real and then it isn't. And it's actually when you're resisting and reacting against the unhappiness that you make it more real, because you always try to run away from it into the happiness, as though happiness is a state that you should achieve at one point when you have great sex, when you have enough money, when you're enlightened or whatever. And until then, you shall always run away from the unhappiness. So you resist and react against it. Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create all. Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and yuns. So unhappiness is just an invention. So everywhere you agree in a line and resist and react to that invention of unhappiness, will you please destroy and create all. Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and yuns. And notice I said this state of happiness. It's like you have to run and come to a state of happiness. So what have you decided needs to occur before you can be happy? What does what do you have to, you know, put in place to be happy? Certain people in your life, you know, the right man, the right woman, great sex, a lot of money, the right career, a great business. What have you decided needs to occur before you can come to happiness? Everything that is, all of it, all those decisions, conclusions, judgments, and computations, will you please destroy and create all those times Godzillion? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and yuns. So what if happiness is not a place you have to go, but a being, a space you are, that you already are, that's like here all the time. It's like the sun. The sun is always here. You know, sometimes there are clouds in between and there's rain and there's thunderstorm, but there's the sun is always there. It's just you might not always see it, but it's always there. And that's who you are. The happiness you are is always there. The happy feet you are, you can never lose it. You can just forget it and not acknowledge it. So everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create all. Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shirts, boys and yuns. So what invention are you using to create the unhappiness you are choosing? Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create all. Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pock, all nine shorts, boys and yuns. So in this reality, your job is actually to be unhappy and sad. Because who would talk to you if you would be happy? I mean, notice what people talk about. They talk about, you know, if they don't talk about the weather, which is, you know, always the number one subject in Sweden, and I think in England too, or maybe in other parts of the world. And it's mostly about how the weather is not good, or it's about something else that doesn't work, or that hurts, or that's terrible. People's conversations are mostly about something that's bad, that doesn't work. You know, so your job in this reality is actually to not be happy. So you would be out of a job. Nobody would talk to you, which might be a great thing because, you know, you would just not have to be engaged in all those very not funny conversations. But it's actually to not be happy. So what if you could give up that job of being the unhappy one? Everything that is, will you please just try to create it? Thank you, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, block, all nine shorts, boys, and yuns. And it's also, the funny thing is that it's, you know, notice when people say, you know, this is my issue and this is my problem. Like every single person you talk to has some kind of issue. They all have their thing they think they need to work on. I think I have met nobody until now. I have met some people who actually don't think they have an issue. But most people I meet, they always have some kind of point of view that this is my thing, you know. Well, I really have problems with money, or I have problems with sex, or I have problems with relationship. And you're like, wow, like everybody has their issue, their thing that, you know, they're supposed to have. So how much are you creating your thing, your issue to have something so you have something to come with, so you have something to talk about, so you are like everybody else? You know, how much are you creating your problems to be normal, to fit in? Because if you didn't have a problem, you know, people would not like you. You would be too different. You would be the odd person out. Everything that is, will you please just try to create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yuns. So what invention are you using to create your unhappiness are you choosing? And everything that is, times godzillion, will you please just try to create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Wow, what if you would realize that your unhappiness actually is just an invention and nothing else? What if you would realize and acknowledge that happiness is something you are being already and nothing that can ever be taken away from you? So what invention are you using to create your unhappiness are you choosing? And everything that is, times godzillion, will you please just try to create all? Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yuns. And watch Happy Feet. It's really cool. I saw, you know, that little penguin with the weird feet. I so, you know, recognized myself when I was a kid and I was sitting in school and trying to sit still, but I never could because I was just too happy. My happy was... It is a happy body, and it loves moving, and moving too much is not normal. Moving too much is called ADHD in this reality. It's called being hyperactive. It's labeled as wrongness. And if you watch how people walk on the street, I mean, there's no spontaneous, fun movement. Kids have it, and then they come to an age of, well, you know, teenage age, where they, you know, for especially the girls, where they learn to, you know, walk sedately and walk sexy so they can attract the man of their dreams, the man that will marry them in the future and give them the perfect kids, you know. So they create their body and their way of moving to attract the other sex, which is really weird because then from the funny, childlike, playful movement, they create this weird, you know, fixed, you know, what's the name in English? The, you know, when you're not flexible anymore kind of movement. So everything that is, everything you've locked in your body about that from teenage age that doesn't allow you to be flexible in your body, will you please just join and create all that times godzillion? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and yuns. So what if you ask your body? You can ask it right now. So body, how would, you know, show me what kind of movements you would like to make. Show me how you would like to move. You know, and just allow your body to move the way it would like to move. Because how much of your pain in your body and, you know, overweight or unhappiness in your body did you create to fit in and be normal, look normal, and seem normal in this reality? Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, talk, all nine shorts, boys and yawns. Bodies like to have fun. Bodies love to move and have fun. Bodies like to play. Bodies love sex. That's why I also added sex into this telecall. What kind of happiness, money, and sex would you like to have? So what if sex is something totally different than we have learned in this reality? Sex and sexuality is actually something that's a judgment. It's always coming to conclusion. Oh, you know, am I gay? Am I straight? Who am I sleeping with? You know, men or women, or only men or only women? These are all conclusions and not questions. These are all designed to limit your receiving of what's actually possible. So everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please just try to create all? Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, nuns. So just talking about playfulness and nurturing and caring and healing or orgasmic, just notice what shows up in your body right now. Okay, so for this conversation, you know, talking about sex is one of the, you know, people, you know, freak out in all kinds of ways and think it's really, you know, not comfortable and not a thing to talk about and you know, whatever, blah, blah. So everything that is right now for you, you know, everything that comes up right now for you, will you please just try and create all that times Godzillion? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and yawns. And everything you learned about sex, heard about sex, and all the judgments, decisions, computations, conclusions, you have about that and talking about it, not talking about it, not receiving it, not having it. Will you please just join and create all that times Godzillion? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine shorts, boys and yawns, and everything that's not yours about it, everything you've created as yours, it has nothing to do with you. Will you please now return it to sender with consciousness attached? Thank you. Times Godzillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine shorts, boys and yawns. That's what I love about Access. It's so fast and so efficient. So, you know, we just do one clearing and we dissipate all kinds of stuff that you've been buying about sex from lifetimes. And we just, you know, just by you choosing to let it go, it goes. It's gone. It's not your problem anymore. So this is the great thing with the clearing statement. It acknowledges you that you have the choice and the possibility to change it if you would like to change it. Yeah, so sex and sexuality actually is, you know, a way of judging. And sexualness is what bodies just love. It's this place of, it's this possibility of caring and nurturing and healing. This space where you and your body are allowing you to receive everything. Receive anything or anyone with no point of view. Yummy, huh? So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be? Allow you to be the sexualness you truly be. Yummy. Everything that's not that to show up times Godzillion, will you please just turn and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, meons. So during this conversation, I'm asking you, so just lower your barriers right now. And what I mean is everything you're using to define yourself, judge yourself, all the walls you have around you that don't allow you to receive, just ask them to drop right now. Just lower them. And what if you could receive, while I'm talking, also the energy that I'm just right now showing you in your bodies, that invites you and your bodies to a greater possibility, to way more ease, joy, and glory with you and your body, to the sexualness that you and your body truly be. Thank you. Great. Wow. So notice just right now in your body. So instead of just listening to what I say, also receive the energy and play with it and receive it and show, just notice the shift in your body now that you're choosing to receive more. So ask your body to show you right now the sexualness, the healing, the nurturing, the caring, the joyful and orgasmic energy that you and your body truly be. Ask it to show you right now. Wow. You know, the right word right now is just really yummy. So how much is that the energy that nature is? The trees, the plants, the flowers, the ocean, the rain, where everything is received and nothing is judged. Where there are storms and all kinds of weathers, but it just doesn't, you know, doesn't hurt or overwhelm. It's just what is right now, and it changes. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be, allow you to be the sexualness, the healing, the nurturing, the caring, the joyful, and orgasmic energy you and your body truly be? And everything that does not allow that to show up, will you please just join and create it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So that energy is where you can, quote, unquote, have sex with everything and everyone at the same time. That's like the greatest orgy ever. What if you would allow yourself that level of receiving? How much more money would you make and create and have by allowing yourself to receive that much? So everywhere you've decided that that is too much, or everything that brought up about having that giant orgy, everything that is too much, too yummy, whatever, will you please sit short and create all that? Time scheduling, thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yuns. So do you notice that every single judgment you have about sex is limiting your receiving? And receiving of everything, including money. Because limiting receiving is where you put up the barriers like a big, 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 big wall. And that wall has, the job of the wall is to keep everything out. And the wall is not bright enough to know, you know, keep out unhappiness and let in money. You know, that's not what the wall knows. It's not smart enough. So it just keeps out everything, including money and happiness and everything else you would like to have and great sex. So what if you could just let go of that wall, which are all the judgments you have about sex and how terrible it is and, you know, you shouldn't receive it and it can be too good and too yummy. Are these really your points of view, or are these all the points of view you've learned from other people, from this reality, from, you know, teachers and religions and cultures and all of that, and parents, everything that is, will you please return it to sender with consciousness attached and let it go from your bodies too? Thank you. Times Godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yuns. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your bodies be, allow you to be the sexualness, the healing, the nurturing, the caring, the joyful, and orgasmic energy that you and your body truly be? And everything that does not allow that to show up, times Godzillion, will you please just join and create it? Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Wow. So how much more would you rejuvenate your body and every single cell in your body if you would allow yourself to receive that much? Wow. So the level of receiving you're willing to be expands your whole reality. And it also creates the possibility where your body doesn't age that much or in the same way that you would if you would cut off the receiving. Because aging, it's just a point of view. If you have the point of view you should age, then that is what you create. So amongst others, I also teach energetic facelift classes. And what comes up during these classes for people is just amazing. What I could, you know, what I've seen during the years is that people have so many points of view about aging and how they should age. You know, they should create wrinkles at a certain age because their mother did or their dad did, you know, or, you know, gray hair. They always compare themselves with other people and especially their parents because they have the point of view that, you know, the DNA and stuff explains how their body should be created, where they totally let go their own possibility of choice and creation in favor of the point of view that something or someone else determines how their body should show up. So they would look at their mom like, oh, okay, my mom created, you know, wrinkles here and there when she was 30 or 35 or 40. And then she had gray hair at, you know, 40, 50. So, and then they create exactly that because they use that as a standard, as a reference point to how they should create their bodies. And it's really your point of view that creates your reality and not the other way around. Your point of view creates your reality and not the other way around. So everything that is, everywhere you create your body, everywhere you use your point of view to create your body, will you please just turn and create all that times Godzillion? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and youngs. So who or what are you defending for or against that if you didn't defend it, allow you to create your body as you truly desire? Wow, everything that is times Godzillion, will you please just turn and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And one more time. It was a little charge on that. So who or what are you defending for or against? But if you did not defend it, allow you to create your body as you truly desire. And everything that does not allow that to show up, everything that is, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and youngs. Wow. So, you know, talking about sex, you might realize that what's truly possible with sex is totally different than we've been taught in this reality. Sex is not about just copulating with somebody, you know, where you play with one body. It's actually where you can receive this whole reality, receive everything and everyone, and allow it to be nurturing and healing and caring and joyful and orgasmic to you, whatever it is. So once again, here is this, you know, the mantra we started out with, the mantra, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. It's where all of life can come to you with ease and joy and glory. For example, I had this I had a colleague who had a point of view of how I was writing a survey about a patient. I couldn't find anything that was wrong with that patient, but she had the point of view, oh, this patient is so, you know, handicapped and, you know, there's so much wrong with him and he has so many problems and this and that. And in the survey, I didn't write about it. So she was very upset about it and she started screaming at me. She had a really bad day and she was tired, whatever. So she chose to scream at me and what I did is actually put down all my barriers and received her anger and her screaming and did not have the point of view that screaming and her anger could hurt me in any way. I'm just, okay, wow, that is actually just an interesting point of view. So I received her anger as just an interesting point of view, as just an intense energy, and allowed it to go through me and through my body, which was like a vitalizing shower. So the intensity of her anger, not thinking that is bad, I need to defend against it, I need to put up my barriers. No, I had my barriers down and received that energy, which was just an intense energy that vitalized every cell in my body. And I was just grateful, thank you. And not having my barriers down, she wasn't screaming for a long time because she didn't have to prove the rightness of her point of view anymore because she was received in her anger. And so her anger was actually over very, very fast because she was received. She didn't have to fight anymore. So this is really great where you can receive everything. All of life can come to you with ease, joy, and glory. So that level of receiving is really something that expands not only, you know, your happiness or your career, or it really expands who you can be in the world and who you can show up as, what you can create in general in all areas of your life. So who or what are you defending for or against that if you did not defend it, it will allow you to receive infinitely everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please disjoin and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and young. So everywhere you defend for or against is a place where you cut off your receiving and you diminish you. It's a place where you torture yourself. Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and yuns. Wow. So another thing that just came into my awareness right now, talking about anger and unhappiness and sadness. You know, when we had the little experiment before of going into the unhappiness, like making it more intense and going into it and, you know, blah, 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 is you can also take that energy and let's do it again. Take something that's heavy in your world, something or, you know, an upset with somebody else, whatever that is, something that's not light. Great. And then now take that energy, look at it, and make it infinite. So expand it out, make it bigger than the universe. So what shows up? Is it more? Is it less? Is it the same? If you make it even bigger, what shows up now? So do you notice that when you have something that's quote-unquote an invention, like a sadness or an upset with a person or yourself or something else, and you make it infinite, you make it bigger in the universe, it actually disappears. It's not here anymore, or it's lighter. So everything that's a lie, when you make it infinite, it goes away because it's just an invention. It's just a lie. It's not real. Now take the energy of, you know, take a person that you really care for, person that's dear to you, or an animal. Cool. So now take that energy and make that really, really infinite. Make it bigger than the universe. Notice how that becomes bigger, how the caring and the nurturing just becomes greater. So do you notice how much you care, how much caring there is in your universe, what a caring person you are? So everybody, you haven't acknowledged that you're a caring and nurturing person, will you please just join and cradle that? Thank you. Times Godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Great. So talking about sex, an information that might make it easier for you to enjoy sex and have way more fun is, and I will use this as a question, so how many of you are actually sexual healers? So if you get a yes, or it makes you feel lighter, or you start laughing, or something shifts, just acknowledge that. So being a sexual healer means that you always choose somebody to have sex with that needs to be fixed, that has some kind of, you know, problem or inability to receive or something else that doesn't work for them, and you choose exactly that person to heal them. Why? Because you can, because you're a sexual healer. If you don't acknowledge that, it's not a fun thing, because every time you know, when you're a sexual healer and you choose somebody who needs to be fixed up, who needs to, you know, fix her upper project, it means that you don't get to have sex in a way that's fun for you. It's not something that's going to be joyful for you and your body, how hard you try. You will just end up, you know, when you wake up in the morning or, you know, after sex, and you go like, oh, why did I do this? I knew it wasn't a good idea. And you just didn't listen to your awareness. You just, you know, chose maybe the same person again, even he or she is a different body. But it's kind of the same energy, the kind of the same kind of person, which is maybe not a kind person, but it's usually, if you're a sexual healer, you know, 99% you might choose people who are not fun to have sex with, and you choose them to heal them. So you do sex as a job and not as something that actually expands your world, something that's fun for you, something that's joyful. So becoming aware of that you are a sexual healer will make it way easier for you to actually choose people to have sex with that is fun, and where sex can be a choice that expands your whole life, because that is actually what's possible. It's something that can be so joyful and fun for your body and create the energy that contributes to your whole reality. And having sex with people who need you more than you need them is not a fun place, because you always, you know, you always work for them. You always try to make them happy. You always try to make them better. But they usually are not interested in receiving. They're taking from you. They're not receiving, which does not create a fun sex situation. Okay? So everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and yuns. So actually what you do when you do that, you know, sex as a job, again, like, you know, we talked about making other people happy. That's just the same thing here, but you try to do it with sex. That's what sexual healers do. They heal by, you know, with sex, by doing sex, which is a great way of doing it. It's just when you don't acknowledge that you're doing it, you're using your abilities to heal against you, and it hurts your body. It actually creates death in your body. So how many defenses are you using to create your death? Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine shorts, boys, and yuns. How many defenses are you using to create your death? Wow. Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine shorts, boys, and yuns. This is nothing bad. There's nothing bad about being a sexual healer. It's actually capacity that you are. It's just if you don't know about it, if you don't acknowledge it, you will never create the place where sex can be fun or where you allowing yourself to receive. Again, you're cutting off your receiving. If you're acknowledging that you are a sexual healer, it's a great capacity. So it's a capacity where it can change a lot in other people's bodies. But you have to do it from choice and not from necessity. Not, okay, I'm a sexual healer, it's my job. No, it's a choice you have. Again, you ask, you know, can this person receive it? Is this possible? Is this person willing to change? And if it's a no, well, maybe you would like to choose another person to have sex with. And it's also where you don't have to copulate to heal that person. You can just use your sexualness, your healing. Sexualness means healing, nurturing, caring, joyful, and orgasmic. You can choose to be that energy to change a lot in other people's bodies. For example, if you're a massage therapist, or in other way, if you work with bodies in other ways, if you're being that sexualness, that healing, nurturing, caring, joyful, orgasmic energy while you're massaging, you can change so much in that person's body that goes beyond the massage per se. But notice how many massage therapists in particular, they shut off that sexualness because they've decided they should not be sexual. And their massage becomes very mechanic. They just press and, you know, blah, blah. And you're like, you know, and then, you know, the funny thing is, you know, the other day I was at the massage and it was a woman and it was a full body massage, and she did everything to cover up my body. So she had this, it was so funny. I was really laughing and she didn't know I was laughing. So it was a very odd situation. So she was using the towels in a very elegant way to make sure she wouldn't see an inch of my naked body. Because, you know, and the way she massaged, she was really mechanic about it, because she would not allow herself to be sexual. Because they're, you know, I know, and it's not only her, but all other, you know, many other massage therapists, they cut off that because they think that is not appropriate. You know, getting turned on, being sexual, is not appropriate, but what if that energy of sexualness and turned on is actually the greatest healing capacities we have, the greatest joy we have with our bodies? It's like kids run around being sexual, turned on, playful all the time. And it's not a judgeable offense. It's just something that's extremely generative and creative, something that, you know, makes them, you know, that just expands their happiness and their playfulness and inspires the world. That's why we love kids so much. So what if we could be that too and allow ourselves to be that and have no point of view about it? So everything that does not allow that to show up times Godzillion, will you please just show and create it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shirts, boys, meons. So everywhere you cut off that energy, that joyful, playful, turned on sexualness, it's actually where you're starting to create death in your body. So how many defenses are you using to create your death? Everything that is times Godzillion, will you please just join and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And how many defenses are you using to create your death? Everything that is times Godzillion, will you please just join and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. Oh, and one more time, obviously. How many defenses are you using to create your death? Now it's just getting more heavy. So we're getting to more layers. Everything that is times Godzillion, will you please just join and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. How many defenses are you using to create your death? Whew. Everywhere you're making unhappiness real, that's also where you create your death. Everything that is times Godzillion, will you please just trying to create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And una vez más, one more time. How many defenses are you using to create your death? Everything that is times Godzillion, will you please just join and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, poison, beyond. So, wow, guys, this is really going deep. So, obviously, we're doing it again. How many defenses are you using to create your death? And everything that is times Godzillion, will you please just join and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. Wow. And one more time, how many defenses are you using to create your death? And everything that is times Godzillion, will you please just join and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. Wow. So, what can you, you know, how can you change for sex to be more fun? Well, you know, sex is done with your body. So how many times are you choosing your sexual partners from your head, from your mind, from your thinking, your feeling, and your emoting, where you think, oh, this is a great person to have sex with. Oh, he or she looks so good. I'm sure it's a great, you know, this is a wonderful person to have sex with. Huh. How many times does that work out well? A lot, a little, or like almost never. Well, probably always never, because you don't ask your body. You come to conclusion that, oh, he or she looks so good. I'm sure it's a good person. This is not a question. It's a conclusion. So everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please just turn and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what if you could ask your body who it would like to have sex with? Body, who would be fun to have sex with? Who, you know, who is having and being an energy that contributes to the expansion of our life? And some easy questions you can ask, you know. So, for example, you're in a situation where, you know, there's a possibility of having sex with a person. You can ask, so, truth, will it be easy? Will it be fun? Will I learn something? Will it be nurturing? And will the person be grateful? So these are questions I can really recommend you asking. I can repeat them one more time. Will it be easy? Will it be fun? Will I learn something? Will it be nurturing? And will the person be grateful? These are all questions that when you ask them, allow you to perceive the energy of whether it will be easy. And easy means, you know, you have sex and then you know, how many times, you know, the person wants to create a relationship instead of just having fun, and you're not interested in a relationship, or the other way around. So is this a person where you really can play and have fun with that person, the person is up to it, or will having sex with that person create something that's not so much fun? Because for them, sex means relationship. So it's really a place where you allow yourself to receive all the information of you know, from where is this person person functioning from? Are they interested? Are they up for just having fun and playing? Or are they actually interested in something else? If they're interested in something else and having sex with them means that you are then in a relationship, you know, and you're not interested, you're not creating your life, you're not making your life easier, you might actually make your life more difficult by having sex with that person. So that's why it's really great to ask, will it be easy? Will it be fun? Well, that's kind of obvious, huh? Because, you know, sex is actually something. Why are we having sex? You know, the Pope would say to recreate. No, that's not the word in English. To get kids. To survive the population or something. But that's actually not, it's not my point of view. And that's actually not the point of view that, you know, having sex to just have kids. I mean, really? Wow. So what if sex actually could be something that's joyful and fun and creates creative possibilities? So that's why it's a really great question to ask, will it be fun? Then will I learn something? Well, isn't it great to learn something to expand your awareness when you're having sex with somebody instead of just doing the same old, same old, same procedures every year? Hopefully not every year. Hopefully you're having sex more than once a year. But yay, you know, what do I know? So will I learn something is a great question. Will it be nurturing? Well, of course, it, you know, bodies like it nurturing. So nurturing, it's so many people, you know, have sex from doing it, getting it done, getting it over with, instead of, hey, what if we could play with each other in a way that's nurturing and caring? This is where the sexual energy plays in. And will the person be grateful is the question is really great to ask, because how many times have you had sex with a person who was not grateful for you, who was not grateful for having had sex with you? You know, how fun is that? How, what does that create in your world? And how not kind is that to your body? So what if you could ask, will this person be grateful? This is the place where you get the information, the download of how much is this person actually capable of receiving me? Because if you have sex with a person who is not capable of receiving you, you know, not a great deal. And also, where you are you grateful for the person? So are you capable of receiving that person yourself? So gratitude is where there's no judgment. And when there's no judgment and total allowance, then receiving actually is possible. And, you know, having an orgasm, you know, there's so many women who say, oh, I can never get an orgasm. Let's actually ask yourself, so how many times do you have sex with a man who is not receiving you, who actually functions more from judgment than from receiving you? And if, and you know, if you have somebody you have sex with who doesn't receive you, orgasm is not a possibility. So everywhere you have made you wrong for not achieving orgasm, man or woman, will you please destroy and create all that times godzillion? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all night, and shorts, boys, and yawns. So one more time, how many defenses are you using to create your death? Everything that is. Times godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and yawns. Well, obviously, we're talking a lot about sex. I'm just following the energy here. So obviously, that's something that's up. So more about sex. So another, you know, talking about allowance and gratitude and receiving, many people create sex and sexual excitement from judgment. Like, they're trying to get turned on by, oh, my God, she's so sexy, and look at her. And, you know, the energy of porn, for example, is it's all about creating turn on from judgment. you know, from looking at somebody and then judging, oh yeah, she's really good. Oh my God, she has the right size of breasts and this and that, you know, it's all judgments. And then they get turned on by it. And if you're having sex with somebody who functions from getting turned on by sexual excitement and you don't, if you're a person who is not judging so much yourself, but you're having sex with somebody who does, it's really not easy to have great sex with that person either. So everything you've done to make you wrong and defend that you have a problem because you do not judge, because you do not do enough judgments, or because you have judgments, or you think you're supposed to have judgments, will you please just join and create all that times Godzillion? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So not having judgments when you're having sex with somebody, not creating your turn on from judgments. So to give you an example of what I'm talking about. So creating turn on from judgment is where you force yourself to be excited, where you force yourself to be turned on, where you force yourself to come to orgasm. It's like this, right? So the other way of being is being space, and not judging, and being like more from a relaxed space and energy. It's more like the thing we talked before about the sexualness, the healing, nurturing, joyful, and orgasmic. It's like more like being this vibrant, joyful energy, like the like nature, for example. Being that when you're having sex is just a totally different possibility. So what you could do is run, like the clearing we had before, what energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be that allows us to be the sexualness, the healing, nurturing, orgasmic, joyful energy we truly be. And everything that does not allow that to show up, I destroy and create. Times Godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So you could run that a couple of times before you have sex on yourself, on your partner. You can run it in your head. You don't need to say it out loud, because if you run it, you can run it on yourself at the same time while you run it on your partner while you're having sex or before you're having sex, and you don't need to say it out loud. And it will work on your partner too. Just to get to, you know, the body to a more relaxed space, we can actually play. Well, it's not about completing anything and getting anywhere. Well, it's like about, hey, how much, what, you know, what fun can we have? What can we discover with each other, playing and discovering and, you know, whatever is fun. And this is where you actually start to care, be kind, the kind of sex you might like to have. Be kind to you and caring to you and your body and the other person's body, where it's a totally different game. So if you are a caring person, a person that doesn't judge so much, and you have sex with a person who functions from judgments, who can only get off and get turned on if they're having enough judgments in place, it's really hard to have fun. And many people who care, who don't function from that contraction, more from the caring and expansion place, they think that them being caring means that they shouldn't have sex. So how much of your sex life is a defense against caring? Wow. Everything that is times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So this is, for example, is I've met many women especially, who had sex with men who were very hard, like they wanted to have sex in a very, oh, you know, let's do it, and la, la, and like they're kind of hard and quote-unquote violent to them, not really violent, but kind of that energy. And they themselves were extremely caring and nurturing, and they couldn't get turned on. They thought they couldn't get turned on. They thought that them being caring meant that sex is not something that they should have. So that they created this conflictual universe of making themselves wrong for not getting turned on the way that their partner was getting turned on, but from a more subtle and a relaxed place, and I didn't really acknowledge that as being actually turn on, and that the other thing is just judgment, and they confused themselves with that and created all kinds of conflictual universes and thought that they had problems with that. So everything that that is, I'm Scott Zillion, will you please just join a cradle? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
Hi, girls, boys. This is from Israel. I just entered the conversation. Hi, Susanna.
Hi. Great. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, right, declaring one more time. So how much of your sex life is a defense against caring? Everything that is, time spot billion with Jesus torn a cradle. Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So for many people, sex is just about judgment, about, you know, having the right judgment, doing it the right way, not doing it the wrong way. And it's never about playfulness and caring and nurturing and fun. So what if the energy, so let's run a clearing one more time. So how much of your sex life is a defense against caring? Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please just join and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So the energy of sexualness and this caring, nurturing, and healing and joyful energy, what if that is actually the energy of creating life? Because if you're creating, what we have learned in this reality, that creation is actually done from judgment. So you decide that, oh, well, if I do this, it's right. If I do the other thing, it's wrong. So you always try to decide and figure out what is the right way and what is the wrong way. But that is actually not creation. That is coming to conclusion and trying the right thing. It's, again, trying to fit in and be normal and being average, real, and the same like everybody else. So, and that's the same with sex. And it's the same with creation of your life. So what if the creation of your life is actually not done from judging, but from being that expansive space where you allow yourself to receive everything and everyone with no point of view? We don't have to force anything into existence, but where you can invite things and people into your reality. So this is also the different possibility of creating more money. So we talked a lot about sex right now. So what if the energy, what if you could treat money with the same energy, the sexualness we talked about? So what if money could actually be your lover? So everywhere you're spending against money, money being evil, money being not good, money being this and that, will you please just turn and create all that times gazillion? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and young. So who or what are you defending for or against? That if you did not defend it, it will allow you to have more money than, it will allow you to have more money than you need. Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please just turn and cradle? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and yuns. So let's look at that a little more. So money is there, you know, like we talked about sex before, and you noticed all the energy that came up, like, you know, how it's not okay, how it's like too yummy, too good, too much to receive, too much of the good. So how much is that something similar with money, where people defend against money having and receiving it, and where money is also this thing that everybody wants it, but nobody's willing to receive it? So how many of you are asking for more money, but are actually not really willing to receive it because it would be too much, too good, too yummy, too much of the good? So everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please just turn and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So who or what are you defending for against? That if you did not defend it, to allow you to have more money than you need. Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please just turn and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So having more money than you need. In this reality, we have learned that, you know, it's all about surviving. you know, surviving, that's, you know, that's good enough. But more than that, thriving, ah, no, not enough, not necessary. Much of the good. And people are creating their money. How much are you creating your money from surviving and from, well, just enough to get by, but not never more than that? Or maybe just a little more, but not more than more. Everything that that is, times Godzillion, will you please just turn and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shirts, boys, and youngs. So who or what are you defending for or against that if you did not defend it would allow you to have more money than you need? Everything that that is, times Godzillion, will you please just turn and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and youngs. So what if you could create more money than you need and not enough to pay your bills? Because how much are you creating and receiving, how much are you limiting your creation and your receiving by just surviving, and then every time you just create a little bit more than what you need, you stop your creation. You're like, oh, well, I paid my bills. I'm done for this month. Thank you very much. And when you've decided that, you actually stop the energy of creation and receiving. When there's so much more you actually have asked for and the universe would like to give you, but you've decided, well, I paid my bills. I've done my thing for this month. Thank you very much. So everything that that is, everything you're using and defending for or against, stop the energy of being, receiving, and creation. Will you please just join and create all that? Times Godzillion. Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So who or what are you defending for or against that if you did not defend it would allow you to have more money than you need? And everything that that is, times Godzillion, will you please just join and create it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yawns. So with money, I would recommend you to become really, really aware of what you're creating and what you're asking for and actually willing to receive and have. Because as I said, many people are asking, oh, universe, what would it take for more money to show up and blah, blah, blah. And then they're defending against it. They're not really willing to have it. So let me see here. So how is that for you? So what have you decided is too much? How, you know, where is the limit where you have decided, okay, so this is the amount of money I'm allowing myself to receive, and that's enough. You know, that's the limit. To just get that sum. Cool. So everybody has some kind of, you know, number or something in their head, and depending on your currency also. So everything that that is, times Godzillion, will you please just turn and create it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yawns. So now double it. Double that amount. So what is the energy if you would make that amount every month? Are you willing to receive that? Just notice the energy that comes up. So the energy that comes up right now is actually everything that you defend against that sum coming into your life, where you decide, oh, it's not possible. Well, I have my business, and my business cannot make more than that. I have my job, and, you know, I have my monthly wage, and, you know, there's nothing more that's possible. So it's actually all the places where you conclude, you ask for more money, and then you conclude that it's not possible because, and then after because comes, well, you know, all the stories, all the conclusions, all the computations to why it's not possible. So do you get a sense of why it's not possible for you to create more money? Because you ask, and then you make up all the kinds of stories and points of views and judgment and conclusions to why it's not possible for you to have it. So everything that that is, everything that comes up right now, would you be willing to let go of every single story you have created and made real and make real that limits your receiving? Everything that that is, times Godzillion, will you please just turn and create it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what, who or what are you defending for or against that if you did not defend it, allow you to have more money than you need? And everything that that is, times Godzillion, will you please just join and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Great, great, great. So just, you know, when you ask for more money, please be aware of what you're actually willing to receive. And then you can use this beautiful tool as soon as you become aware of, well, I'm actually asking for something that I'm not willing to receive. I wonder, you know, what value of defending against it, or how much am I defending against it? And then you can use, well, everything that is, everywhere I defend for it, I will now destroy and create it. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, beyond. And really use this every time you ask for something and you become aware of, and you ask yourself, so, okay, I'm asking for this and I'm not willing to receive it. You know, use the tool and pot and pocket in the moment when you become aware of that you're not willing to receive it, that you defend against it. Because every time you pot and pocket, you let go of that point of view, you expand your receiving exponentially, and more money can show up in your life and your reality. So, so what else? Yeah, so ask for more money and if you would like to receive it. So, so what if, you know, money, actually, people usually worry a lot about money. They're like, oh, well, you know, I got to pay the bills, and if I don't have enough money, I cannot survive. So how much is that actually a distraction that keeps you from creating? You're like, notice how worry is that is like the autopilot in your universe. It like keeps looping over and over and over and over and over. Right now, so if you're having your phone, can you please mute yourself? Thank you. Or if you're writing on a computer, please mute yourself because we can hear it. Thank you. So, yeah, so when you worry about money, you do, you actually have this autopilot in your head that keeps coming over and over. Notice it's like this nagging energy. It just keeps coming back. It just doesn't let you be peaceful and joyful. So this is actually something that where you train into this reality and where you agree and align and resist and react to it and make it real on a daily basis. You feed it with more energy and make it real. And it's actually a distraction from the creation that you truly be. So everything you make true and real about it, all the distractor implants and everything holding that in place, will you please destroy and create it times godzillion? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, lock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yawns.
Hello?
So, hello, yeah?
I think you must explain the how we're doing the star six, so can unmute himself.
Thank you. So noise. So if you're playing on your computer, like writing on your computer, or having any kind of background, please mute yourself and press star six. Okay? So star six is how you mute yourself. And if you have a question, you just unmute yourself, star six again. Thank you. Great, awesome. So, and if there's any disturbance, just, you know, ask. I think there's some more static going on, huh? Is it better now?
No, yeah, it sounds great in Israel anyway.
That's cool. So if you're doing anything else than listening or asking questions, just, you know, mute yourself with star six and unmute yourself with star six. Hello? Okay, so let me know, you know, if you hear me well, let me know. Thank you. Awesome. Cool. So, and every time you're making this nagging, worrying, surviving money thing real, you're defending this point of view. You make it real. You defend it. You defend, you make, you like defend for it. You say, yes, it's true, it's real. You know, I really should worry about surviving and not making money. And it's where you take yourself out of the question, the choice, the contribution, the possibility that creates something totally different for you. So what if you knew that the universe actually has your back? What if you knew that you just need to ask a question and allow yourself to to receive when it shows up and the way it shows up. We don't need to worry anymore because, you know, fear and doubt, all those things, they're just distractions. They're not real. They're inventions that have nothing to do with you or this reality. Who does this belong to? You can ask. So what stupidity, no, sorry, where are we now? Yeah, here. So who or what are you defending for or against that if you did not defend it would allow you to have way more money than you need? Everything that that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yawns. So money actually follows joy. So what have you decided is fun with money? What have you decided is fun with money? Have you decided fun with money is saving it or spending it? Or have you actually decided that fun with money is not having any? So everything that that is, everything you've decided fun with money is, will you please just try and create all that? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yawns. What have you decided is not fun with money? Have you decided that paying is not fun? Have you decided spending is not fun, or having it or saving it is not fun? So everything that that is keeps you also from having more. So everything that that is, will you please just try and create it? Times Godzillion. Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yawns. So what if even paying money and paying bills could be something you're grateful for? You know, just being grateful for actually having the money to pay the bill, or being grateful for you know, another person receiving your money, being that generosity of spirit for being happy and grateful for somebody else, you know, receiving your money. Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that actually expand your money flow and allow you to have more money? So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be allow you to be the generosity of spirit you truly be, which means where you allow yourself to be and receive with ease. Everything that doesn't allow that to show up, will you please just try to create it? Times Godzillion. Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yawns. What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your bodies be allow you to be the generosity of spirit that you truly be? Everything that does not allow that to show up, times Godzillion, will you please just join and create all? Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yawns. And notice the title of this call is what kind of happiness, money, sex, would you like to have? And it's really the kindness, being the generosity of spirit, where you be and receive infinitely, is the ultimate greatest kindness you can have for you to create whatever you desire. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your bodies be allow you to be the generosity of spirit you truly be? And everything that does not allow that to show up, will you please just join and create it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Wow. So if you have any questions, just unmute yourself. You're welcome anytime to just interrupt me. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your bodies be allow you to be the generosity of spirit you truly be? And everything that does not allow that to show up, will you please just join and create it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yawns. So next time when you look at your bank account and you're on your way of going into the conclusion, oh, my God, or the judgment, it's so little on there. I don't have enough. How can I survive? You could actually run this clearing. What energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to allow me to be the generosity of spirit I truly be? And everything that doesn't allow that to show up, I destroy and I create it. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yawns. Wowie, wowie, wowie. Cool. So now, what physical actualization of being, the happiness, the money, and the sexualness you truly be, are you now capable of generating, creating, and instituting? And everything that does not allow that to show up, times Godzillion, will you please just join and create it? Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, none. So really, I'm asking you, what are you now capable of generating and creating with happiness, money, and sexualness that is way greater than your capacity of imagining and figuring out? So what physical actualization of being, the happiness, the money, and the sexualness you truly be, are you now capable of generating, creating, and instituting? Wowie, just get the energy of that. Everything that doesn't allow that to show up, will you please just join and create all? Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and yons. What if you could be grateful and in awe of what you're truly capable of generating and creating and instituting? You know, being maybe the happiest person on the block, even if you're the only one, having more money than everybody around you, enjoying your body and being the sexualness you truly be. How much would that change your world and the world? What physical actualization of being, the happiness, the money, and the sexualness you truly be, are you now capable of generating, creating, and instituting? And everything that does not allow that to show up, will you please just join and create it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Wow. Great. So let's run it one more time. What physical actualization of being, the happiness, money, and sexuality you truly be, are you now capable of generating, creating, and instituting? And everything that does not allow that to show up, will you please just turn and create it? Thank you, right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond these. Awesome. Mr. and Mrs., all of you happy feet and happy pants of the world. What if you being the joy truly be would, you know, and the generosity of spirit with it would actually change the world? What a great, you know, future, sustainable future would be possible if we actually chose to be the happy pants and the happy feet, which we are. The earth would be really, really happy, because the greatest healing we can be to the earth is be the laughter and the joy we truly are. Wow. I'm really, really grateful for you. And, you know, you, the gift you are to the world, what would it take for you to acknowledge and know that, you know, you being such a different, asking for more, and the difference you are, what, how much that changes in the world? What would it take for you to know that? And you can actually ask the universe and ask the earth to show you how amazing you are. You know, especially when you're, when there's unhappiness going on around you, ask the universe, universe, show me something beautiful. Show me the beauty of me. And ask your body, hey, what's fun for me? What's joyful for me? And then do something joyful at least half an hour per day. Something that's joyful for your body. How much would that increase your money flow beyond what you can imagine? And what if you don't have to come to conclusions anymore on how things should show up, but ask for them and then let them show up beyond what you can imagine when they show up and the way you should up. Allow yourself to have the adventure of living where you don't have to know before you go how it will show up. Just allow yourself to be surprised and receive the kindness you be and the universe is for you. Thank you so much, guys. If you want to know more, my webpage is www.susannamittermeier.com. www.susannamittermeier.com. I'm also on Facebook, and I'm creating something that's called Pragmatic Psychology, which is just a different way of doing therapy and psychology using the Access Consciousness tools. It's on Facebook also, Pragmatic Psychology. And another possibility for you is to go on Blog Talk Radio, Pragmatic Psychology. I'm having a show almost every week, and it's for free. You can just join and check it out, and it's where I'm talking about different topics every time, and sometimes I have really fun, amazing guests, and we do clearings, and you get tools, and it's all just amazing, and you can share it with your friends and enjoy it. And I'm also on another radio show that's Voice of America, the Empowerment Channel. And it's a show I'm having with six other amazing people, Access Consciousness facilitators. And our show is every Tuesday at 12 Pacific. It's also for free. You just check it out. If you want to join, you just have a web page. No, we have a web page too, but we have a Facebook page. It's called The Value of Controversy. And there you will find also the link to the radio show. And you can go to my webpage, www.susannamitamai.com. There you can also find the links to the Blog Talk Radio and to the Voice of America. Great. So I'm really happy if you let me know, you know, how things are going for you and what changes for you listening to this. You will get the recording of this call. Listen to it again. It will run deeper. And let me know how it goes for you. I'm really happy for feedback, you know, how it was for you. And you can write me your feedback on info@susannamittermeier.com. info@susannamittermeier.com. Thank you so much, guys. I am extremely grateful for you. You're awesome, amazing. And I hope to hear you again in the future and to see you in person someday. Thank you, guys, for this call. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Susanna. Thank you. Bye. Have fun. Bye.